It is bad news if you're a seal, but something you shouldn't fear if you're heading to the beach this summer. Thanks to conservation efforts, great white sharks are on their way back to the oceans, specifically the western North Atlantic. Toby Curtis is a fishery policy analyst with NOAA, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And Toby, why is this happening?
The population has been rebuilding from a period of overfishing in the 1970s and 1980s, where the white sharks were fished heavily by recreational and commercial fisheries. And since the National Marine Fisheries Service has implemented some fishery management regulations prohibiting the capture of white sharks, it seems that the population has been rebuilding since those regulations were put in place.
So what kind of regulations are we talking about, and how have they been conserved?
Well, the main one for white sharks is that they're prohibited from being captured and landed. So it means if fishermen happen to accidentally catch one on rod and reel or in their commercial fishing gear on a long line or something, they have to release it. And so that protection has just allowed the white shark population to recover. They've never been endangered officially. They were overfished. So the population had been kind of depleted. But they were never considered officially endangered. They're definitely at a low level of abundance. And now with these management and conservation measures, it seems that the population is coming back upwards. Fishermen are still not allowed to land them or anything. This is just showing that we're making progress. The management approach seems to be working. And it's just a good positive sign for white sharks.
So if you're headed to the beach this summer, does it mean you might see one on one of those trips somewhere out in the ocean?
No, it's still very unlikely. White sharks are still a very rare and uncommon fish, there are more of them out there. People should be careful and use common sense when they're in the ocean, but they're still a very uncommon fish, and it's still unlikely that you'll see one.
What do we know about great whites? It seems as if many know only what they know about the great white shark, thanks to the movie Jaws, which ironically was released 39 years ago today. From what I gather, confrontations are rare, are they not?
Yeah, interactions with white sharks are very, very rare. There's only been a little over 100 white shark bites in all of the U.S. In recorded history. So going back to the early 1900s. So it's very uncommon. It's very rare, even when the population was higher. You know, in the middle of the 20th century, interactions were very unusual. But since Jaws, the research on white sharks has really, really advanced pretty rapidly, and especially in the last decade or so with the advent of satellite tracking and other technologies. In general, we've learned a great deal about white sharks, and we've basically found that the sort of Jaws mentality really is not how real white sharks behave in the wild. It's not like the monster shark in the movie at all.
But they're coming back, which is a good thing, I guess, right?
It is a good sign for the health of the ocean.
Oh,
absolutely.
All right. Toby Curtis, who's with NOAA, thanks for joining us here on Maryland's News Now.
All right. You're welcome. Take care.